This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, lots happen. You know the drill. You know how to get up there. Anyway, there is a lot happening up there. A lot you can get involved with, the stories that you can read. Alfonso Racel is going to join me right after the first break. I always enjoy the time that he is with us. Hope you do, too. Well, I know you do. Unless you're lying, he wouldn't lie to me. I always appreciate the time that he spends with us. In the second hour, we're going to bring on Pastor Greg David Haig. He is the pastor of a large church in Los Angeles County. And recently, with a flurry of articles and things that people are saying, I saw a piece that he wrote. And he brings up a good point. You know, I say it all the time about the Democrats, if you are listening for 10 minutes. I always say the same thing. I say, you know, it's funny how they were okay with Obama doing certain things, but when it comes to Trump doing it, all of a sudden it's against the law, it's bad, it's terrible, it's nasty. So I'm kind of confused in that light, but he brought up a good point, too, where there's a lot of Christians running around saying you've got to vote for Trump and totally ignoring things that he has done in the past. Now, again, I understand forgiveness and all that. But I think one of the points that he made that I thought was pretty interesting was, do Christians only have forgiveness when in politics for people that are on their side of the political aisle and do what they want them to do? So that's something we'll explore. Then the third hour, we're going to, I mean, the smorgasbord of stories, and there's a lot of them out there. I don't know if you guys heard that UPS, they found Tucker Carlson's package. If you were listening, he had a package of documents, more documents on Hunter Biden, and they were somehow, UPS lost them. Right? The items, what was it? The items showed up, and the envelope was open. The little thumb drive, or, you know, little drive that they had everything on, was missing. Now, UPS was very, very upset and apologetic, and so they were looking for it. They were working on it. They were going to get it. Yada, 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 yada. And then apparently it showed back up, or they delivered just the drive. I don't think they delivered the papers, I'm not sure. And with no explanation, just that it might have been on in New York, in Manhattan, they think the drive was just sitting on the floor, fell out of the envelope. Anybody ever send something, UPS, FedEx, or the Postal Service in those envelopes? Seriously, think about it. You can't get them open. You can't get them open at all. I mean, you need scissors or something else. They don't, what I'm getting at is they don't accidentally open the little pull tab doesn't get caught in a drawer somewhere and rip open by accident. Somebody opened those things, looked at them, copied them, and then sent them. Because they were, look, you'd be a moroni to think that Carlson and team would not have duplicated the drive in or documents. So, think about the power. Think about what is against you. Think about what's against this president. When you could trust pretty much no one, right? They may even find it with somebody in his team. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to guess, but they may find that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting it, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I don't know, you know, the Supreme Court right now is not, and look, it. I'm not going to say that they're not doing the right thing. I refuse to do that. But what you're seeing now is a lot of these rulings, quick rulings that they're coming down with, or opinions, whatever you want to call them, is, you know, they're coming down against Trump, if you would. But I think for the American people, I got to tell you. And the reason I say that is this. You know how I feel about, you know how important voting is to me. You know how important, how sacred I think it is. And you should have a clue. It's coming. You know it's coming up. You know when it is. You should have a clue. But the states have screwed this thing up so bad. Some people haven't received their ballots yet. We're voting in 5 days. And some people didn't receive their ballots, so the ballots were wrong. Some people sent the ballots back. Can't be found. Not in yet. Which means they're going to have to go back in and do something about it. Or they're going to have to go back in and maybe vote a second time. I don't know. So you're going to need a little time to play. And I know some of you won't agree with me. Now, I'm not suggesting that, these states are shutting down polling places, so there'll be less places to go, they'll be further away. I know, they're trying to force you to mail. So maybe I should put that in as a polling question. Should there be an extension, I don't know, 5 days, 3 days, whatever. Because of everything that's gone down, the inability for people to get to the polls to vote. I'm just asking. I'm curious as to what you guys think. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Zoe will join me here shortly. I promise. We'll be right back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pasture cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowway.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Thanks. This is Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Oh, there you are. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the conversation, as I always... Look, this is nothing new for some of you. If you listen at all for any length of time, you know what I'm going to say, right? I mean, pay attention. Seriously. Well, who am I talking to? I feel like I'm talking to my kids sometimes. Sure. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can always send me an email to, that's cool, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us, getting involved, getting engaged, staying involved. But let me bring him on because I enjoy him so much. Alfonso Racel joins me as he does every week. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He's the host of Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft. And always a pleasure, Zoe.
Hey, likewise, man. Hey, and now you know if you're going to talk to us kids, man, you need to have some pizza pockets or something like that, man. It makes... Give us some pizza pockets and some Kool-Aid, man.
Kool-Aid? No. If they get Kool-Aid, dude, they're going to your house if they get Kool-Aid, okay? You don't know. You can put up with them. You know what I'm saying?
All right, that's exactly what we need, man. A bunch of people high on sugar, huh?
And little kids, they're always a lot of fun. They'll be knocking stuff down and everything. No, thank you. All right. So, got a lot going on. I was going to say it's a quiet news week, but that was a joke and a half, right? So, anyhow, so you must have saw, we haven't talked since they confirmed Barrett, Justice Barrett, and now she's in. And they went, and again, you already know the answer to this, but I want to just kind of lighten it up a little bit. Here we have justice, okay? We have a black justice, an outspoken great guy. Here he is. I think she's the fourth woman or the fifth woman to ever be nominated and confirmed to the Supreme Court. And there's a group of haters out there that put that whole ceremony down, said it was nothing but a political stunt, and they are going to impeach her right after they get elected.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess impeach her based on what? I don't know what her bad behavior is.
Well, she's a religious person, you know.
All right. Well, you know, well, the thing is, you know,
I love poking you. You know that. But
the word does say, "What are those who don't, you know, who call good evil and evil good and, yep. and all that sort of stuff?" So they will be totally dyslexic on that, and I guess they will interpret according to the Constitution that she is just a bad, nasty person who's just has awful behavior, and she's got to go.
What's funny is he keeps talking about the Constitution, but apparently. I don't think they've ever read it, or if they've read it, they thought it was a cartoon and really didn't take it to memory or anything like that. There aren't any religious tests, okay? And when they talk about balancing the court, I don't really know what that means. You know, you mean they want more people that will actually look at the Constitution and interpret the Constitution the way our founding fathers wanted, or the way they wanted? Because, you know, they want a living Constitution. It's like these people say, the Bible is living and breathing and ever-changing. And I go, no. It's, unless you take a hit of LSD, it shouldn't be moving anywhere, okay?
Right.
So I would get a kick out of that.
Man, but that's the Democrats for you. It's like everything that they say is going to be the opposite. You know, when they talk about being fair, it means they're going to be unfair. When they talk about being balanced, you can guarantee it's going to be unbalanced. Everything that they talk about is pretty much the opposite. If they're going to talk about men, they're going to be talking about being men and becoming women. It's everything about them is just backwards. It's dyslexic with them. Yeah. So, I mean, even with the Constitution, man, it's Democrats to this very day. They're rebels to the Constitution today, just as they were back then. And if they don't see what they want to see in the Constitution, they'll even go as far as writing their own, just like they did with the Confederacy. They made up their own Constitution, and they'll go to war with our Constitution. That's just who they are, Joe.
This is what's scary about this is the young people that really don't understand what's going on here. They really don't see it. But I'm going to spin it back to church again. You see the same thing happening in churches all around the country where they're being, I don't want to say taken over, but they're being influenced by younger millennial types who, they don't like the black and white of the gospel because, you know, Jesus was, you know, he loved people. And if he loved people, wouldn't he let them, sleep with five people at a time and wouldn't he want them to be happy? Come on,
Joe. Seems like there was a lot of that in the Bible, having different wives and stuff like that. And the Bible illustrates that it doesn't lead to a good place. It turns out bad. But Joe, you raise an interesting point, man, because, you know, the liberals, they do talk about the Bible and the Constitution as being these living, breathing documents, right? But we know that the Word of God is fixed and immovable, man. It's basically set in cosmic stone. But check this out, man. Liberals, the Lord himself proved that the godless, people like liberals, are going to fully contradict themselves because, one, God did get the law in stone. And then he came as a living, breathing document of the law. The Lord is the law. He is the word of God in flesh. And they killed him. You know, so it's like they don't have respect for the law, whether it's written down or whether it is actually living and breathing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that ain't going to work.
Now, we were talking about something earlier. I don't kind of get the, I get the question, but I don't get the lead into the question, because look at me. Do I look like a martial arts expert? I mean, I look like a lasagna expert or a dozen donut expert. You know what I'm saying? A Krispy Kreme expert. When that light goes on, I can sense it, and it's time to get down there. You know about the light, right? What, you know about the Krispy Kreme light?
The Krispy Kreme light?
Do you know about that? Oh, my brother. Oh,
man, that's not so much. You know, I'm a Randy's man.
I've been to Randy's. I love Randy's too. But the thing with Krispy Kreme is when you're driving down the freeway and the red light's on top of the sign, there's a little red light. If that's on, that means the donuts are hot. They just got finished cooking. Come on in. Okay, and the car, really, it turns and it starts to turn towards Krispy. I just can't help it. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's a good donut. It's like shockingly sweet for me, but
yeah.
Like
I don't eat it every day. You don't. Yeah, I might.
Anyway. I would probably eat them every day, but I'm glad I don't live close to them.
All right. So you said like martial arts in America, the church has long lost a sense of realism, but I don't know anything about martial arts.
Well, you know, one of the things, like, when we talk about, like, the effect that the church is having in America, and I'm not quite sure what the effect is, because the culture's going crazy.
Right.
And, you know, the Word of God is supposed to be that salt and light so we can preserve some sanity, you know, and make sanity tasty, because right now, sanity is delicious to a lot of people. We'll follow up.
Well, thank you for that. We'll be back in a minute. Zoe will join me on the other side of the break. And really, seriously, people, the church is not being, he's right, it's not being the salt, and it sure as heck ain't being a light right now. We'll be back in a few minutes, don't go far, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans will have to wait for another stimulus package, and a top White House official says that's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's fault.
Our team now believes that the Speaker has no intention of compromising on key issues. She is going to hold up key assistance like the PPP, small business assistance, and unemployment assistance.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow on Fox News. The Trump campaign is rescheduling their rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina that was set for Thursday. The campaign saying because of a wind advisory issued with gusts reaching 50 miles per hour and other weather conditions, the outdoor rally has been postponed. President Trump was in Tampa, Florida, predicting,
"We are creating the greatest red wave in the history of our country."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Know who his father is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'm pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. You're from the Real Side of GCN Live. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Truly being part of the conversation. You need to be part of the conversation, truly, to be part of the solution, seriously. You know, because you gotta get some information. That's the one thing I hate that some people do. They heard something from somebody on a radio, maybe on a podcast, maybe on TV. They don't really remember, but it's got to be true, but they can't remember where they heard it. That's just nuts. You wouldn't take that from anybody. At least I hope you wouldn't take it from anybody. So, again, pay attention. Get informed. Get engaged. Alfonso Rachel joins us, as he does every week. I always love when he's on with us, and because we get, look, from a God standpoint, we just don't play around. We don't got time to play around. Seriously, if you were listening in the first segment or second segment, if you would, this is what we were talking about: is where has the church gone? What's the sense of reality for the church in the world today? And before you get to answering that question, tell them where to find you, Zoe.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. I got my shows, The Zoloft, The Zopium Den. I got my music project, 20 Pound Sledge. Like the shirt and our latest album, Electric Exodus. Get rapture ready, man. You know, get rock the gospel with us. So, you know, you can check these stuff out.
Rapture ready. That sounds like a rap song in and of itself. Rapture ready.
Get wrapped up, yeah.
All right. So, where's the sense of reality in the church today? Gone.
You know, when we're thinking about the effect that the church has, Joe, you know, we look around, it's like, you know, one, where is God in all this, or where are you Christians in all this? And I think a lot of folks, they're looking for something, you know, real, so to speak, with the church. And one of the ways I came to this was, like, say, for instance, with the martial arts, you know, we were talking about in the last segment. And, you know, for a long time, martial arts was getting a bad rap because it became kind of like this social club, this thing that you got, like, you know, these different color belts and wearing pajamas. And people are like, man, that ain't going to work in the streets. You know, it's not real, right? And they want to.
Hold on, let me go get my belt. I'll be back in a minute. Yeah. Hold on,
stance. Let me take off my shoes and all that sort of stuff. And so, you know, that was one of the reasons why MMA took off so well, is because it's still sport fighting. It's not like real, you know, mud and blood fighting, but it's real enough, you know, it's for a lot of folks. And, you know, it put a lot of these fantasies about martial arts to the test. And that's one of the things that's going on with the church, is that a lot of this stuff in faith isn't really being put to the test, but it's not the right test. And don't get me wrong, because I'm not trying to create a condition where, you know, like say for instance in the martial arts, they want to do these techniques and say, okay, put this foot forward and you're going to throw a punch like this and now I can do the proper test of where it's like, no, it doesn't work that way. But the test of God cannot be conducted by the standards of men. And that's too much of what people are trying to do. And you see a lot of people out there trying to enjoy or look for this experience in religion that they think they're supposed to have. And there, a lot of people are being unfulfilled and are not being fed and are being disillusioned with it. And that's why they keep going to different things, whether it be drugs or alcohol or different philosophies or abusing themselves with empty relationships and all that sort of stuff. They're going to all these different things to be filled, and it's like Christianity isn't providing the answers to them, which it does, but they feel like it's not, because just like a lot of these martial arts teachers through the years, they've been teaching something that, hey, that really ain't going to work in the streets. And so even with the Christianity, it's like, look, man, I don't really see what the point of this is, and I've got more questions than I did before. So, you know, forget it, and thus we have a culture that's just getting further and further away from God.
Yeah, but isn't part of that, look, one of the things that I have learned about millennials and Gen Zers, when they're young anyway, is they don't like to be lied to, and they want the truth. Whether they like it or not, they want the truth. Whether we like their response or not, they want the truth. And
that's what they think they want.
All right.
But I'll interject on that in a second.
Yeah.
But my
point is, when we, and I used to joke with my kids, I hope there's no little kids listening, but I never told them there was a Santa Claus. Okay. When we would talk about that stuff, I'm the fat man in the suit. I just don't wear the suit anymore. Okay. I'm the fairy godmother, but I don't wear the wings. All right. This stuff doesn't exist, because I never wanted them later in life to come to me and say, well, wait a minute, if that was all fantasy, then Jesus is fantasy, okay? I wasn't going to go down that road with them. And some people are going, oh, come on, Joe. Well, no, truth is truth.
Right.
So when these young people who are already living in a crazy society, now we're going to lie to them? No, we have to. The church is not telling them the truth. The church is not giving them the black and white of the gospel so they can step out and believe or not believe. And then when they find out little things have been jerked around and they really haven't been told the whole truth, that's when they get turned off big time. That's my personal opinion.
Sure. And I think it comes down to this. What people aren't being taught, Joe, is that they're simply not being taught what God expects them to learn. And what God expects them to learn, it's not about you learning how to be a good person. It's not about people learning how to do these routines or these rituals that they think are acceptable to him. It's about none of that. It's not about a moral lesson or a lesson in the afterlife or getting ready for the afterlife or anything about that. None of that. Because people aren't going to be genuinely satisfied. The lesson of the Lord is simply himself. He is the lesson. And that's what a lot of the church is. The church too much is trying to appeal to people's wanting to have an experience or them wanting their finances taken care of or their prayers answered and all this sort of. Basically, a lot of people in the church want to feel like they're being spoken to of what's going to have a meaning for their life. And that's the wrong lesson. It's the wrong motivation. The truth is, the lesson of the gospel is simply Yeshua himself. He's always been the lesson. He's always been the instruction, the law, period. And from there, Joe, that's where we learn everything else. That's when we learn how to act right. That's where because we're learning who he is. He is the law. So that's what I think, that is a big piece of what the church is missing.
So, in essence, what you're saying is that the churches are so into the, and many of them are, I don't think they all are, but many of them are, into the feel-good, like, just look at the work. I mean, I'm speaking to a drummer here, so the whole feel-good worships, right? A lot of my friends would tell me how great worship was, but they couldn't tell me what the sermon was all about.
Which
personally drives me out of my mind. You know, and here's a guy that was in a worship band for 3 years. So...
But, you know, that might be a good thing, though, Joe. It's like, because maybe God used the noise of the worship to drown out maybe what the sermon was, because was the sermon about...
Boy, you are an optimist.
But listen, was the sermon about, hey, this is what the Lord is going to do for your life and all that sort of stuff? Or was the sermon about teaching who Yeshua is? And you know, the thing is, Joe, the Lord wants us to rock and roll. When he shows up, man, it's going to be loud. It's going to be thunder, man. He says, I want you to beat them tambourines, man. I want you to play them strings. He wants us to make a new song. He wants us to rock out. But we gotta know, Joe, who we're rocking out for. That's the bottom line. If we don't know who Yeshua is, we're going to fill in the blanks with our own ideas of how we're supposed to be moral.
All right, so let me challenge you, right?
Okay.
I'm in church 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
When do I get to know who Jesus is? Okay? I mean, there are some people that have been in church for 10, 12, 15 years. I can't get them to find 6 scriptures. All right, seriously. I mean, they don't know if it's a scripture or just a saying from the old days. So right. It's the same thing here. It's like at some point. So let's say you are one of those people that gets it. You are one of those people that understands who Jesus is. Then what?
Man, I tell you what, and I would be guilty, Joe, because my memory is that long. Right. If you ask me to write, I'll be like, hold on, man. Let me see.
Hey, you ain't my age. There must be no excuse for that one. Anyway, go ahead.
I tell you what, Joe, man, the word says you got to renew your faith every day.
Yeah.
Right? You got to get it, which means that's going to include reading his word, the God-breathed word, man. You got to get it into it. We got to get it into us, man. Just take a chapter.
It's going to be first nature. Day. Period.
Right, exactly, man. You know, it's like you don't fit it into your day. Your day should revolve around it, because this is a day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice in it. You know what I'm saying? So we should be able to like have the humility and the gratitude to crack open the Bible and say, hey, Holy Spirit, counsel me in your word today. And just read a chapter. It is the study of him. He's what it's all about. And from there, that's where we learn how to live, by learning him.
Well, so what I teach some of the guys I deal with, because some of them, I don't think they could find the Bible if they were just holding up their bed. But I say, you know how you start the day off? Just to get you rolling? The first thing you do when you open your eyes, you say, good morning, Father. What are we going to do today? Just use me. And that way there, it starts your mindset where it needs to be. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Zoe after the break.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Look at that. We're talking about God, and we start playing heathen music. It's great. Anyway, Chubbin, senior host, always a pleasure. Come on. You know what, Joe? I am one of the only guys that still uses the word heathen, right? I mean, I'm an old-timer.
It's a fun word to say.
It is, isn't it?
You heathen? Like, it's like Esther on Sanford and Son. You old heathen.
I remember that. Yeah, and it cuts right to the bone, don't it?
Uh-huh.
You know? Because yeah. Even if you don't know anything about Christianity, you know heathen ain't a really good word to be. So, anyhow. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just get to it. I mean, I've already pulled him in. So, anyway, why don't you tell people real quick, so we don't forget as we're, you know, trumping along here or training along here, tell people where to find you.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and, you know, you can catch my shows, The Soul Off, The Zopium Den, and my music project, 20 Pound Sledge. Latest album, Electric Exodus.
Yeah, The Zopium Den, which, people, if you've done a little smoke, it's not what you think it is. You know what I'm saying? He's not that kind of guy.
Nope.
So let's get past that. Some people are really weird about that stuff. Anyhow, and then explain the Black Serpent, Bronze Serpent Media.
Bronze Serpent Media, man, it's just review John 3:14 through 16 and how it correlates to Moses being instructed to make a bronze serpent to heal the Israelites. And the rest of the story is on my website on the About page.
All right. Well, there you go. Send them. See, I'll teach you how to market. Send them to the website. Hey, you people want answers? Go to the website, and then when you find your answer, then you can go ahead. You get some coffee mugs. You can a lot of good stuff there. You can buy. Right? See that? I get 10% now of everything they buy. So
word.
Anyway. Oh God.
You got a deal.
All right. You know what? I hate when I do this because I forgot where I was. Oh yeah.
I'm glad you remember.
Yeah, well, Jesus should be the focus, right? Not everything else that we're looking at. But again, like I said to you, you know, once people, I won't say get it down because there's no perfection there, so to speak, but once they get it down, then they need to act on it. They need to really believe on it. I think I was saying that to you during the break, how you cannot read. You've got Christians that say they believe certain things, but I'm pretty cold on this one. I was a smoker for 20-some-odd years. You can't read the side of that pack of cigarettes. And it says these are going to kill you, but you smoked them anyway. It means you don't really believe they're going to kill you. So if you're not acting on what Christ wants you to do, if you're not acting what the Bible tells you to do, well, you really believe what he says.
Right, right. You see, now, if I may, brings me back to what you mentioned about the millennials. And to a degree, I mean, I agree, man. People, they want the truth, or they think they do. Okay. Like, say, you got Adam and Eve, right? They had the truth right in front of them, right? They had the empirical evidence. And they were told that they were sold on another so-called truth. Because they thought that they were hungering for knowledge. And interesting, this knowledge came in the form of food. So I guess they were really hungry for it. But they really didn't understand that they already had the truth. But they rejected the truth that they had and went for a counterfeit truth.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Did they reject the truth they had, or like a drug addict, did they want more? Because remember, they were told, "Oh, you'll be like him."
Right.
Right.
Well,
I mean, more power.
But at the same time, it was still a rejection because God did tell them the truth.
Yeah.
And I guess no matter how, whether they wanted more of this so-called truth or whether they looked at God's truth and say, "Nah, I don't want that. That's Krispy Kreme. I want Randy's."
Ooh, ouch. Get behind me, Satan.
But just like today, man, you got folks out there that they swear up and down that they want the truth. And I'm like, I'm not really sure that you really want the truth.
Can I tell you, when I counsel certain groups, I'll say that. That's a very fair. It's like, okay, I'm going to be brutally honest here. I'm going to tell you what the truth is. I don't want you to hide it. I want you to tell me the truth. And then you tell them the truth, and they argue with you, and they get mad at you, and how dare you say, you asked me what I thought. You don't want to know? Don't ask me. And I based it on the truth of the word. So you got an argument with me, take it up with the Creator. I didn't write it.
Yes.
You know?
That's right.
And churches are afraid to have their people feel bad, which is wrong. It's just wrong. And to your point, it doesn't. The truth doesn't. All right, so real quick. Eve, she reasoned with the devil, right? No, he really didn't say that. He really, what he said was this. You know, they went back and forth with it, right? But when Jesus was tempted by the devil, he didn't say, you know what the truth is, Lou. You know, that's not really not what happened, right? No, he didn't. He hit him with the word, it stopped, and they moved on to the next temptation. The devil can't argue with the word, especially if you know what God's word says. Can't happen. At least, that's my point of view.
Yeah, indeed. And I think the most amazing part about that exchange is that Jesus declared, he made a declaration. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm God. He says, you know this written, right? Do not test the Lord your God. So I love that exchange, man. He's like, man, who do you think you're talking to? He's like, you better recognize who I am, man.
Get down with your bad self. Get out of here. You know who I am. Go. Sorry. So I know I'm going to get emails on this one. I just know it. So how do we define a church today? Like, it, you know, it's really funny when people say the church is persecuted. For us, in our reality or our realm, we are persecuted. Okay? We can't go to church on Sunday. But really, real persecution is what they see in the Middle East. They see over in China and other places where, you know, they can be put in jail and put to death for having a scripture, a little portion of what's in the Bible. Okay? Churches are burned or torn down. You know, that is persecution. Not what but relative to how we are in this country. How do you define a church today?
Man, woe to a country, man, that lets their freedom to worship God be voted away, and a nation that actively does it, whether they're actively trying to do it or passively or just letting it happen, because, you know, we figure God is on the throne, and no matter what, you know, he's got the victory, and yeah, that's very true. You know, we ain't taking God off the throne. He don't have his victory, but he ain't gonna be pleased with people who just let what he blessed us with get voted away. You know, and we do have a lot of churches that are trying to appeal to folks because they want to keep people in the seats and stuff like that. They want to, in their justification, they just want to keep the doors open. And, of course, if we don't have a church, you know, how are we going to tell people about the Word of God and all that sort of stuff? And these compromises are being made, and unfortunately people are being disillusioned and being misled about the Word. And, you know, that's having really bad repercussions in the culture, and the salt is losing its saltiness, man. And when that saltiness goes out, the Word says, man, it ain't any good anymore, man. It's to be trampled on.
So that's because they're not following Christ; they're following the man behind the pulpit. Okay,
right? Or they're following their desires of what they want to be told.
Yep. You know, I heard a pastor do a sermon last week. I flicked through, listened to a couple of different ones, and the one said, you know, switch parties. We're all about, you know, this party's bad, and that's party bad, and this party bad, and all this. And, you know, ultimately, you know, he didn't say these words, but what he meant was it kind of didn't matter who you voted for. And I'm thinking, you're talking to, and I'm not even talking Republican or Democrat, but you're talking to a group of people, and you don't even have the wisdom of God to say you should not vote for anybody you want to. However, you should be not voting for people who want to kill innocent life in the womb.
Right.
Now, whether those people are on the right, left, in the middle, or on the ceiling, it doesn't matter. Those are not people you should... See, that's the problem, is that people go right away, even church people, they go right away to Democrat, Republican. There's 121 different different parties. Mm-hmm. And even people in the Republican Party are full on with abortion. So, yeah. You know what I mean. It's like,
sure,
we should be talking God's principles and not what the party principles are, right?
Sure, sure. Party people. We're all different. There's Christians, man, that are people who call themselves that are heathens. You know, a person can call themselves a Republican and be anything but, you know. But the one thing about it is that I know that despite the iniquities of man, I know that the Word of God is the principle to stand on. That is the foundation to go to. Even though we have deviance in the Republican Party, I still understand that the foundation, the fundamentals of being a Republican squares more closely to the Constitution and the Word of God than the Democrat platform does, because the Democrat Party or their platform is innately at odds with the Constitution and at odds with the Word of God. That's not even so much the people in the party. That's just what their platform is.
Mm-hmm.
So I, of course, would not vote Democrat because it's just at odds. Where the Republican Party is like, yeah, there's a lot of people in the party get on nerves. I probably get on a lot of Republicans' nerves. I'm pretty sure I do. I know I do. But but I'm still Republican because of what the foundations of it is.
It's closer, you know. Like, I've been trying to tell my Christian friends, and I know people hate this term, but until Jesus is on the ticket, you are going to be voting for the lesser of two evils.
Yes.
Right? That's what it boils down to. Because neither one of them are going to be right on. I mean, even Joe Biden and others that claim to be devout Catholics, even the Catholic Church has said, you don't follow any of our doctrines. How could you be a Catholic? And, you know, and Kamala Harris is just spinning around going, sure, whatever you want. I don't care. Whatever you want to do.
Right.
All right. Tell people where to find you.
Thanks, man. BronzeSerpentMedia.com, and hope to see you guys there.
All right, people. You know, we've got a lot coming up in the next hour. Pastor David Hayes is going to join us because we're going to talk about the duplicity in the Christian church when it comes to politics. And there's a lot of it. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.